With winter coming upon us, if you don't mind, I should like to revive a story I did some time back about a terrible winter night. One I hope you never have to experience. 20 degrees below zero, 10 feet of snow on the ground, nothing moving, nothing, no night fit for man or beast. Yet despite that, here is a little guy with boots up to his hips, galoshes over the boots, rubbers over the galoshes, three overcoats, four sweaters beneath, three pairs of mittens, earlaps for his earmuffs. He walks into a bakery shop and he says to the baker, "Give me two rolls." Seedless yet. Now that annoyed the baker because he had to rummage through 200 or 300 rolls to find two seedless rolls. He finally did. Into the bag they went. He says, "Anything else?" He says, "No, just like this, two rolls." Baker says, "Could I maybe interest you in one jelly dole nuts?" He says, "Just two rolls." Baker says, "A cookie maybe?" "Two rolls." Baker says, "You mean you left your home on a miserable night like tonight for two crummy rolls?" He says, "That's what I did it." Baker says, "Tell me, you married?" He says, "Well, Dan, my mother would send me out on a night like tonight."
he was just such a master at timing. And one day I'll have to do a whole hour of Myron Cohen jokes because they're such classics. Okay, New York Synagogue, 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, it had three herstics. It was Naftali, Chaim Eliezer, and Natan, and of course, Naftali's son, Netanel. It was such a wonderful sight, such a wonderful experience to hear the three brothers. They have such a love for Chazonis, and I forgot how many generations there are of Herstiks who have been Chazonim. Now, this is a son of Chaim Eliezer. His name is Srulik. And a few years ago, it's hard to keep track, I guess it's maybe 8 or 10 years ago, Srulik came out with an album, and this is Tzadik Katomer. Let's hear Srulik Herstik. Yes, I think I have all the right buttons hit. Here we go. We'll be right back. Srulik Herstik, the son of Chaim Eliezer. Yeah, it's a wonderful family. You know, I don't play enough of the Sephardic or the Eastern Mediterranean sound. I have quite a few of the recordings, and it's very interesting. I once did a survey of records, and many years ago I did a contest, which singer, Israeli or otherwise, had the most recordings. It's interesting. I don't know if this still is true, but Joe Amar really had perhaps one of the top three in terms of numbers of recordings. He was so, so popular 30 years ago, 20 years ago or so. Let's go back a few years and hear Joe Amar with V'Lirushalayim Ircha. This is a classic.
ולירושלים עירך ברחמים תשוב ותשכון בתוכה כאשר דיברת לירושלים עירך ברחמים תשוב כאשר, כאשר דיברת
a hope you enjoyed that. Beth and Bruce, what do you think? You like Joe Moore?